Today, Kenneth Copeland shares insights on how to hear and understand your Heavenly Father. Then later, you'll hear how the godly influence of a foster father changed a teenager's bitterness to joy. Next, on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Now, we're talking about laying hold on eternal life by making our choice the Word. You can't get life without life words. Words are first. Amen. Say it out loud. Words are first. We live in a word-created, word-dominated universe. You can't change that. You cannot change that system. That is the process. You can change the words under which you live. You can choose those words. And he said, I place before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life, that you and your seed after you may what? Live. Cling to him. Let's turn over and look at that. I want you to put your eyes on that. Hold your place in the Book of Mormon. Deuteronomy chapter 19. No, 30. 19 first. Deuteronomy 30, chapter, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. In other words, earth hears it, heaven hears it. You don't have any excuse. That I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto your father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promise. Amen. Now, back to Mark chapter 4. The sower sows the word, verse 14. The sower sows the word. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown. When they've heard, Satan comes immediately to take away the word that was sown in their hearts. These are they likewise sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, have no root in themselves. Now what root is that? If you check out Ephesians 3 in the prayer, the Apostle Paul said that we need to be rooted and grounded in love. Have no root in themselves, so endure but for a time afterward when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake. To get your attention off the word, off what God said. Why is Satan doing this? Folks, he knows if he leaves you alone with that word gladly in your heart, if you ever say that, he's had it. Because if you say it, the Father will do it. So he's got to get your attention. You know, he could have got you looking over here and get you what? What did that say? Persecution. People talking ugly about you. Arises for the word's sake, and then what? Immediately they become what? Offended. What is offense? It's fear-based. Afraid of what they think about you. Afraid of what they said about you. Well, what are they going to think? Now, if you start saying that, you start saying what they say, Satan's got you. Because now he can do the work. Can't change the process, but because he's stuck with it. You're blessed with it. He's stuck with it. He can't attack you without it. He can attack you, but he can't do anything to you. He can't get through that blessing wall unless you will fall for this. Amen. Now, there are they which are sown among thorns, and the cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, Deceitfulness of riches is when people get the idea, if I just had more money, I'd fix this. No. If you had more money, you got it out of that Babylonian system. It comes with sorrow. The sorrow is already built in it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow. And the lust or pressure that comes from other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becomes what? Say it out loud.
Unfruitful.
Be fruitful. Amen. Multiply. See what he stopped? He stopped the blessing. The blessing of the Lord. He stopped it if you let it in. What is fruitful? Hundredfold. Now, these are they, of course, on good ground, such as hear the word, receive it, bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Now, 25% of the people that all of them heard the word and received it, 25% of them, under the same pressure, same attacks, same operation, God is no respecter of persons. It wasn't God that did it. It was the people making the wrong choice, paying attention to something other than the word, getting your mind on other things other than the word. Well, I might lose my job. I can't take my Bible to work. They might fire me. How do you know? Well, they fired that other fella. Yeah, but the other, you don't know what the other fella believed. You know what the other fella's saying. You know what the other fella had in his heart. He may have took it down and said, I know they're going to fire me, but I'm taking it anyway. But you just, if you got it in your heart, take your Bible to work, you just say, well, Lord, here we go. Glory to God. I'm going in there with a smile on my face. And one way or another, I'm going to be a witness to you. Hallelujah. I was hunting a job and praying over it when you gave me this one. Praise God. And besides that, my income ain't based on this job anyway. My income is based on my giving. Hallelujah. I'm a tither, and the destroyer has been rebuked for my sake. Ha, 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 Mr. Devil. There ain't no way you're going to cut me short. There's no way you're going to bring me to lack. There is no way you're going to diminish me. There is no way you're going to cause me to want. No, no. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in good pastures, green pastures, besides the still water. He leads me where all the good stuff is.
Amen.
But you notice he leads.
Yes. Yes.
That means you got to follow.
Yes.
Instead of you leading and asking him to bless.
Amen.
Whatever it was you found. Oh, yeah. Amen. Now, we read all that and said all that to get down to this. He said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed? Well, the Lord just arrested me and said, back up here and make note of this. There's only five things there in this list that the devil can do. He's only got these five things. Now, he may package it and he's trying to get it to look like something else. But he's limited to those five things. They're listed there. Now, notice every one of them are based in fear. Thorns. What are thorns? Cares. Cares of this world. The word translated care there means an over-engrossing mental or emotional affair. Cares of this world. Lack. See, all that's fear-based. All of it is fear-dependent. The moment you stop and say, no, Jesus said, stop the fear. I refuse to fear lack. I refuse to fear the cares of this world. What do I care how much money bread costs? Amen. God can bring me bread without any money. He can bring me the money and I'll go buy the bread.
Amen.
I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. I live under kingdom rules. Amen. Now, verse 21, he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? Now, what did he just get through saying? He said, folks, my Father sent me here. I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do. Now, you think he would send me here and tell me what to say and show me what to do and not reveal to you what I said? That's foolish. Well, yeah, but now you just never know what God's going to do. I know exactly what God's going to do. He's going to do exactly what he said in his word. And he, when I speak his word, he's going to do exactly what I said that he said through me. Because the Father dwells within me, he does the work. But this is natural carnal thinking. Well, you just never know. So they never know. Now then, there's nothing hidden which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If, read it out loud, any man, who?
Any.
No, louder than that.
Any man.
Any man. I'm an any man. If any man have is a power possession word. Lay hold on it and be very aware how you use it. Words are not primarily for communication. Words are primarily for the execution of power. Communication is secondary. Power and control application is done with words filled with faith. Amen. Now then, any man have, say it out loud,
I have
ears to hear.
Ears to hear.
And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you measure, it will be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. You that have ears to hear, more be given. You're going to go 30, 60, and 100 fold. You have ears to hear, you're going to get 30. You keep listening, you're going to get 60. You keep listening, she's going to hit 100. I mean, that God, the word, the whole fourth chapter of Mark is about the word producing 100 fold. The subject is not the ground it's sown on. The subject is the Word of God. The Word of the Kingdom. Amen. Now, notice this. He that hath what? Come on. Ears that what? He that hath ears to hear, to him shall be given. He that hath not ears to hear, from him shall be taken even that what he hath. It's not going to be taken away by the Father. It's going to be taken away by the devil. He just got this saying, who's going to take it away? Amen. So now, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, should sleep and rise night and day, the seed spring up and grow up. He doesn't know how. For the earth brings forth fruit of itself. The earth brings forth fruit. The earth is fruitful of itself. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Now then, when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or what comparison shall we compare it? It's like a grain of mustard seed, which when it's sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it's sown, it grows and up and becomes greater than all herbs and shoots out great branches so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. Now, let's look in the book of Matthew, chapter 13. Now notice, you remember he said, you take heed what you hear, for the way you measure it, it'll be measured to you. Not the way God measures it. God said what he said. It's the way you measure it. He said 100-fold. He said the sower sows the word. He said then the whole kingdom of God is if a man puts a seed in the ground. Well, it was the man's choice where he put one seed in the ground or 10 seeds in the ground or 100 seeds in the ground. It's going to come up according to what he planted. So you take heed to what you say. Listen up. Don't argue. Do it. Now, notice this now in the book of Matthew. This people's heart, verse 15, is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes are, they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, should understand with their heart and be converted. I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, blessed are your ears, for they hear. So now we have found out two more things that will stop anybody in the sower sowing the word and receiving that 100-fold. Satan's only got 5. But there are 2 more. That's closing your ears and closing your eyes. And that's your fault. You can close them, you can open them.
That's right.
Amen. When Jesus said, I didn't come here to preach to you and then hide it. That means you can open your eyes and I'll give it to you. And he said in Luke 8, you, and he was talking to his partners here when he said this. He said, you, it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, sweetheart, that's shouting ground right there. Hey, man, you run across something, you say, I don't understand that. Yeah, but that ain't going to last long. Now, Father, I open my ears and eyes to this, and I'm expecting to receive this in the name of Jesus. And you'd be just go along doing something, and then somebody just come up and you think, yeah, glory. Oh, yeah, that scriptural. Yeah, I remember that. In fact, put your hands right there. See, this is where the voice of the Lord is in here. It comes an inward witness, a knowing. It can come as a conviction. But now you practice it and stay with it. You'll hear his words. And there's no use you demanding a bunch out of him. Yes or no will be fine. Well, Lord, should have wear the blue suit, the gray suit? Should have wear the blue suit? Yes, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Okay. Should wear the gray one? Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir. Practice it.
Yes.
You may make a mistake and wear the wrong suit. You've been doing that already, so it ain't going to hurt you all that much.
That's right.
See? Quit being so afraid you make a mistake. I had the Lord say to me one time, Kenneth, knowing you, you probably will, but I'll fix it. He said, the biggest mistake you're making is not being, is being afraid to do anything.
Yes.
You got your hands there. Do this. And from now on, it won't hurt to put your hand. This calls your attention to hear and not hear.
Yes.
Close your eyes. And say, Father, I love you, sir, with all my heart,
all my soul,
all my mind, and
all my strength.
Now be quiet. Now, how many of you heard, I love you too? Huh? See? Number of hands. Well, the rest of you know what your assignment is. Now, the witness is there. You didn't get an ugly, bad, some kind of thing going on in there. Very quiet, very peaceful. Because, see, love responds. Love rises up when you say these things. And you just keep doing that. You just keep telling God, you love him. I love my brethren. I love the brethren even as you love the brethren. I love my neighbor as myself. Love responds. And the more it responds, the more fear it flushes out of there. That's the way you perfect the love of God in you. So work at it. Spend some time every day before you got something you want to say to me, Father, before I leave for work this morning. Just take the time and listen a few minutes. 10, 15 minutes. Amen. And listen. Father, I open my ears. I rejoice in your voice. I love you, sir. That's the way you start your conversations with him, with my Father.
KCM partner Alexandria Connolly grew up in New York, but her early years were very difficult and disappointing. Alexandria's mother died way too soon. And with no family able to care for a little girl, Alexandria became a ward of the state.
And so I went to the foster care system, which really, I think, changed my life pretty dramatically. It was really hard. I suffered a lot of abuse at the hands of people and was just kind of told I wasn't going to be anything. I lived with multiple families and I moved around. And the thing about the foster care system is the social worker will just come and take you and you never have anything that really belongs to you. So the only thing I have from my mom is a picture, an old picture, and a handkerchief she had when she was younger. And through all my life, I just felt like I needed to keep those things, like no matter what. I used to go to school and keep it in my book bag so nobody would just take it away from me. I was just mean and angry. I suffered from depression a lot. I thought oftentimes about how can I kill myself. My life was just terrible. And I really believe that God had his hand on me. No matter how stupid I was or how dumb I was, I really believe that he never forgot me. Like, he never forsook me. And I'm just so grateful for that. Because even when I didn't love God, he still loved me.
In school, Alexandria excelled in sports, and she was a good student. But the anger and resentment that continued to grow kept her disconnected and self-destructive. The protection and faithfulness of God led her to a pastor and his family that would change her life.
So when I was around 20 years old, this wonderful family, Lorenzo and Margo Martinez, and they were just so wonderful. And I would just sit in church angry, and Pastor Martinez, he would just talk to me all the time. And I would sit there like, why are you talking to me? Like, don't you see my face? I'm angry. but he didn't care. Like, he just came and he always loved on me. And they kind of took me in as their own kid. I dropped out of college, you know, because it was just too hard to work and go to college. And my mom really convinced me to go back, which I'm so grateful for. And in the middle of this, I got saved somehow. Somehow God touched my heart and I got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And then one of my brothers had a DVD called The Fit of Carnality by Jesse Duplantis. I saw this video and it just changed my life because I realized that that was me. Like, I lived in a fit of carnality. Like, Romans 8, that was my life. And so I watched the DVD over and over and over again, probably about 100 times before I watched anything else. And my mom said, oh, you want to go to convention with us? I said, you mean church? I said, you people go on vacation, you go to church? She said, yeah. I said, nah, it's okay, I'm fine. And then she said, Brother Jesse will be there. I said, really? And so I came, and then as I sat during convention, I just heard things that just ministered to me. And I remember sitting one time, Brother Copeland spoke, and I just sat between the breaks, and I just began to cry. Because I realized that God's love for me was so much greater than any hurt that man could do to me. And then I just started coming to convention every year, and it haven't stopped since. And so, you know, you start listening to those Copeland tapes, they change your life. And so I started just trying to do research to see if this was true, and then just became just born again, faith-filled believer. Just, you know, everything was about confession and believing God for the word. And, you know, I can get through this because God loves me and he wants me to live this abundant life. And so not only did I make a decision to come to this meeting at Southwest, but I found that there were other meetings. So I just started going to as many meetings as I can a year. So now I take my vacation. I tell people I'm going to church. They think I'm crazy.
Alexandria continues to attend and serve as often as her schedule permits. She has earned 4 college degrees and is a certified teacher and administrator, working in her hometown, teaching and ministering to the children. Alexandria Connolly now knows who she is in Christ.
Before I was a partner, I was just somebody who was blessed by this ministry. I was just somebody who was broken and just just had no future. And because somebody from somewhere I don't even know sold into this ministry, I'm now able to help other people. Brother Copeland often talks about excellence, you know, and I think that's one thing that he has really instilled in me, excellence in ministry, excellence in professionalism, excellence in academics. If you're going to do something for Jesus, do it right.
This testimony is proof that God simply wants to be a father to the fatherless. Alexandra's life was totally transformed when she responded to God's love. And then He placed her in a family who just manifested, demonstrated that love to her to show her how much God loved her. Now, maybe you're a father who wants to know how to connect with your children more effectively. Just do this. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you ideas and to train you how to be a good father. That's what I'm doing right now. And whatever He tells you to do, do that. And the healing of a hurting family will usually begin with a father taking the initiative just to reach out in the love of God, just like our Heavenly Father does with us. We love because He first loved us. Amen. Now, to celebrate Father's Day, we have a special gift for anyone who will receive it. This is a music CD by Kenneth Copeland called Just a Closer Walk. And it's got some of the great songs that have become some of your favorites over the years. And if you want to receive this, all you have to do is contact us through our website or call us. Let us know you want it. We will send it to you. And I pray that today you are extra aware of how much your Heavenly Father loves you. Everything He's done for you, everything He's given to you, He is in love with you. This is Jeremy Pearsons. I want to thank you so much for watching today. Happy Father's Day, and never forget that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The 2014 Peru Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Lima, Peru, June 6th through the 7th at the Eduardo Diwos Coliseum. The 2014 Southwest Believers Convention, June 30th through July 5th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th.